Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we will finish Chumash Devarim tonight, Mirtz Hashem. Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbarach. Now that we begin, we were holding by Baruch Mibonim Asher. He said, Allah Asher Omar. To Asher he said, Baruch Mibonim Asher. Blessed with sons is Asher, Yehi Ritzoy Echov, he shall be pleasing to his brothers, V'toyvel B'shem in Ragloi, and dip his foot in oil, Barzel and Echoshes min Alecha, your locks are iron and copper, Uchiyamecha Davecha, and like the days of your prime, so may your old age be. Pasuk Chavav is where we left off last night, Ein Kekel Yeshurun, there is none like Hashem Yeshurun, Rechiv Shemayim, the rider of heavens, Be'ezrecha, at your assistance. Uvegavo soy shchokim, and in his majesty the skies. Zok Rashi, Ein kakel yeshurun, there's none like the Ribbono Shel Olam yeshurun. Da'alecha yeshurun, you should know yeshurun. She'ein kakel b'chol elu heyo amim, that there's none like Ribbono Shel Olam among all the gods of the nations. V'loy kitzur chatzurim, nor is their rock like your rock. Meaning their Ribbono Shel Olam is no comparison to their false gods. Rechiv Shemayim, a rider of the heavens, who oisai Eloikai, is that God, Shebezrecho, who is at your assistance. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Rechiv Shemayim, Uvegav Asoyan, in his majesty, who Rechiv Shchokim, he's a rider of the skies. Pasuk Chazayin, and this is where Chasan Torah starts, usually. Ma'ayna Elokei Kedem Umitachas Zroyos Olam, as an abode of the Ribbono Shel Olam of old. That's Ma'ayna Elokei Kedem Umitachas, and below Zroyos Olam are the arms of the world. Vayigoresh Miponecha Oyev, he drove the enemy away from before you. Vayomer, and he said, Hashmeid, destroy. So Rashi, Ma'ayna Elokei Kedem, as an abode of Hashem of old. Lemoyin, as an abode. Hey, Mashchokim, are the skies, the Lokei Kedem of the Ribbono Shel Olam of old. He's called by this name, Shekodem L'chol Elohim, because he preceded all gods. Uveira L'shchokim L'shiftoim Menosa, he chose the skies as his dwelling place and his abode. Umitachas Menosa, and beneath his abode, Kol Balei Zroya Sheichnam, all the mighty ones dwell. Zroya Sheichnam, the arms of the world. Sichoin V'oig Malchi Knan, that Sichoin V'oig and the kings of Knan. Who were the power and the strength of the world. They were the most powerful and the most strongest of the whole world. Therefore, Al Korcham, without a choice, Yechredu V'yazu, they're going to tremble and sweat. V'koycham Chol Ashmiponim, and their strength weakens before them, for him. Normally, the dread, the fear of the one that's in the high position is always cast upon the one who's in the low position. V'husha Koyach V'agvur Shaloi Bezrech, and he, to who the might and the strength belongs to, is at your assistance. Vayigoresh mipanecha oyev, and he drove the enemy away from you. Vayoyimer lecha, and he said to you, Hashmeidei some, destroy them. Ma'ayna, as an abode, kol tevish etzvich alamed b'tchilasa, anywhere that needs a lamed at the beginning, hey tala hey b'soif, for the Torah puts a hey at the end. Pasuk, chavches vayishkoin Yisrael betach bodod, thus, Klal Yisrael shall dwell securely, solitarily, Ein Yaakov, in the likeness of Yaakov, El Eretz Dagon V'Sirish, in a land of grain and wine, Av Shom of Yarfutal, also his heavens shall drip with dew. So Rashi, Betach Bodod, securely, solitarily, Kol Yochid V'Yochid, each and every individual, Ish Tachas Gafnoi, each man under his vine, V'Ish Tachas Teinos, and each man under his fig, Mefuzar, and the scattered, ve'ein tzrich and the sasir, do not need to band together, v'leishav yachat, and to live together in fnei oyev, because of the enemy. Ein Yaakov, in the likeness of Yaakov kemoi, the word ein is used in the sense over here, like it says, ve'ein oy kein abdoilach, and its appearance was the appearance like of crystal. Kein abroch shebircham Yaakov, like Yaakov benched them also. Loichiv Vodot Shom Yirmiya, not like the Vodot, the solitarily of which Yirmiya spoke about in the Pasuk, Vodot Yishavti, dwelt Vodot, solitarily. Elokein Avtocha Shevtichum Yaakov, but like the promise which Yaakov promised them, V'hoye Elo Kim Yimochem, Hashem will be with you. and return you to the land of your fathers. Yarfu means yatifu, they shall drip. Of Sham of Yarfu Tal, also the heavens shall drip with dew. Af Brichosha Yitzchak, also Yitzchak's bracha, meaning the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. Nesefes al Brichosha Shal Yaakov, in addition to Yaakov's bracha that was mentioned. So Klal Yisrael's bracha is Ve'yitin Lacha, Elohim, Ital Hashemayim, Ve'goyim, may Hashem give you from the dew of the heavens. Ve'chuli. Pasuk Chav Tes, Ashrecha Yisrael, Micha Moicha, Am Noisha B'Hashem. Fortunate are you, Yisrael, who is like you. Ashrecha Yisrael, Micha Moicha, fortunate are Yisrael, who is like you. Am Noisha B'Hashem. A people delivered by Hashem. Mogei Nezrecha, the shield of your help. The Asherchev Gavasecha, who is the sword of your gaiva, your grandeur. The Kochashu Evecha Loch, and your enemies will lie to you. The Ata, but you, you will trample their high places. So, Drashi, Ashrech Yisrael, fortunate are you, Yisrael. Li'achash Eparet Lama Brochas, after Moshe Rabbeinu made, specified the brochas to them, Amalem, he said to them, Mali Lifrit Lachem, why should I specify for you? Klal Dovar, Dovar, the summing up of the matter is, Hakel Shalachem, every brocha is yours, everything is yours, all the brochas are yours. Ashrech Yisrael, so fortunate are you, Yisrael. Ashrech Yisrael, Micha Moicha, fortunate are you, Yisrael. Who is like you, Chu Oscha B'Hashem. Your Chua, your salvation, lies in Hashem. Asher Mogen Ezrecha, who is the shield of your help, V'cherev Gavasecha, and the sword of your grandeur. V'yikoch Shul Oivech Aloch, and your enemies will lie to you, K'goyin HaGivoinim. Like such, like the Gevoinim, Sha'amu, who said, May Eretz V'chaykim Ha'oid, Bo Avadech V'goyim, your servants and come from a very, very far land. V'ata, but you, Abamaseh Mesidrach, you will trample upon their high places, K'nchenem, like it says, Simu Es Ragleichem, put your feet, Al Tzavri HaMaloch Me'ila, on the necks of these kings. With that we begin, Kapitel Amidalid. Vayal Moshe Me'arvis Moyev El Har Nevo. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be nifter now. He goes up from the plains of Moyev to Har Nevo. Rosh HaPisgah to the summit. Asher Al Pnei Yericho that faces, of the height that faces Yericho. Vayareyu Hashem Es Kol Ha'oretz Es Agilod Ad Don. And Hashem showed him Es Kol Ha'oretz, the entire land, the Gilod, as far as Don. So Rashi. Me'arvis Moyev al Har Nevoi, from the plains of Moyev to Har Nevoi, Kama Mailasoyer, there were many, many steps. Upsoyen Moshe Psiya Achas, yet Moshe took them in a single step. As Kol Ha'aretz, the entire land, Hero, the Ibanishim showed Moshe, as Kol Eretz Yisrael B'Shalvasa, the entire land of Eretz Yisrael, in its Shalva, in its tranquility. V'Metzikin, and all the oppressors, Ha'asidin Liyos Metzikin La, that were destined to oppress Klal Yisrael. All the tzaras Moshe Rabbeinu saw. At Don, as far as Don, Herov Nei Don, he showed them the Don, the people of Don, Oivim Avayt Zara, worshipping idols. Shenemrat says, V'yakim Alehem Bnei Don as a Pesel, that they it says by Pesel Micha, they erected this graven image for themselves. And then he showed Shimshin, Sha'asid, Vero Shimshin, Sha'asid, Lotzes Vimen, who was destined to come out from Don, L'mashi as a savior for Klal Yisrael, that's all at the end of Shoiftin. Pasuk Beis V'Eis Kol Naphtali, all of Naphtali, Ves Eretz Ephraim U'Menashe, and the land of Ephraim and Menashe, Ves Kol Eretz Yehuda Ad Hayom HaAcheroim, and the entire land of Yehuda as far as the Yom HaAcher in the Western Sea. Zok Rashi, Ves Kol Naphtali Hero Arzoi, he showed him Naphtali's land, B'Shalvasa V'Churban, it's a tranquility and it's in destruction. They wrote Dvoiro Borok Mikedesh Naphtali. He showed them Dvoiro and Borok from Kedesh Naphtali. Nilchamim and Sisra Vechelos to do battle with Sisra and his armies. Veseretz Ephraim and Menashe in the land of Ephraim and Menashe. He wrote Arts and he showed them in the land. Bishalvasa Bechurbana in their tranquility and in the destruction. They wrote Yeshua and he showed them Yeshua. Nilchamim Malchi Knad doing battle with the kings of Knad. Shabbam Ephraim because Yeshua came from Ephraim. Vegidoin and Shashem showed Moshe Gidoin Shabbam Menashe came from Menashe. Nilcham and Midyan v'Amalek, doing battle with Midyan and Amalek. V'yeis, Kol Eretz Yehuda, and the entire land of Yehuda, b'shalvasa u'b'churban, and it's a tranquility and it's in destruction. V'ero Malchus Beis David, he showed him Malchus Beis David, v'nitzchayim, and all their victory. Adiyam Achroim, literally the last sea, it means to the far as the western sea. Eretz Amayrev, it means the land of the west. Bishalvosa ubechorban avaitin, its tranquility and its destruction. Davaracha, another pshat, al tikri ayam Achroim, do not read it the last sea. Ela hayoim ha'achroim, it means the last day. Hero HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol hamayroyoiz shasidin la'or el Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam showed him all the events which were destined to occur to Klal Yisrael. Ad sheyichyu ha'meisim, until tchiyas ha'meisim. Pasuk Gimel, v'yes ha'negev, and the Negev. V'yes ha'kikr, and the plain. Bikas Yirechoi, the valley of Yericho. Ir ha'tzmorim, the city of date palms, at Soyar, as far as Soyar, Zakrashi, Vesa Negev, the Negev Eretz Adorim, means the land of the south. Davracher Ma'oras HaMachpeler, Rashi says it's referring to the Arvah, Pelah Shanemar, Vayalu VaNegev, and they went up in the Negev, Vayavo at Chevron, and they came, Vayavo at Chevron, came to Chevron. Vesa Kikor, Hero Shloim, he showed Shloim HaMelech, Yotze Kli Beis HaMikdash, he was throwing the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, casting them. Shanema Bekikar Yarden, in the Yarden plain, Yitzokom HaMelech, the king cast them. B'mavi Adam, in the thick clay. Pasuk Dalet, Vayoyim Hashem Elov. And Hashem said to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zoyis Ha'oritz Asher Nishbati Li Avraham, Li Yitzchok, Li Yaakov, Leimor, L'Zaracha Et Neno, this is the land which I swore to Avraham, to Yitzchok, and to Yaakov, to say, I will give it to your offspring. Herisicha ve'einecha. I have let you see it with your own eyes. However, v'shama lo yisavra, but you shall not cross over to there. Zadrashi leimu zarach etnen herisicha. B'chulei. Kedei shetelech v'toybe, so you should go and say, le'avraham le'yitzak le'yakov. T'avraham yitzak le'yakov, shavua shenishba, kot lachem ha'kodesh baruchu, kima the shavua. That the Ribbono Shel Olam swore to you, he fulfilled it. V'zeo leima, that's what the pasuk means to say. L'kach harisiyah l'cha, that's why I've shown it to you. Avlok zei re'im l'fanei, but it's a decree from before me, she'shom aloi saver, there you shall not cross over. She'elu l'kach, for it were not so, ha'yisi mekaimecha, I would have kept you alive. Ha'shatirois, until you have seen Eretz Yisrael, netuim u'kfuim, netuim, they're implanted, u'kfuim, and established in Eretz Yisrael. V'teilach v'talagat lehem, and then you would have gone told them. Had it not been for this decree, then the Ribbono Shel Olam would allow Moshe Rabbeinu to see the fulfillment of the Shavuah. But because of this gezeirah, he let Moshe gaze at Eretz Yisrael, but he could only see its settlement by Klal Yisrael in a Nevuah. Pasuk Hei Vayomos Shom Moshe Eved Hashem. And Moshe, the taich of Moshe's Eved Hashem, the servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, was nifted there. Be'eretz Moyov, in the land of Moyov, al pi Hashem, by the mouth of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayamas Shem Moshe, and Moshe was nifted there, Zakrashi, Efshem Moshe Meis, is it possible that Moshe was dead? Because of Vayamas Shem Moshe, yet he wrote that Moshe died there, how's it shaykh? Ela'at Kan, rather it means, up until this point, Kosev Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, the Gemara says in Baba Basra. Mikan ve'elech, but from here in Vayter, Kosev Yeshua, Yeshua wrote. Remeir, Oimer, Remeir Zogt, Efshe Sefer Torah, Chaser Klum, is it possible the Sefer Torah that existed during Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime was lacking anything? V'hu Oimer, L'koyach is Sefer Torah Zed, but it says, take this Sefer Torah, which is Mashmah, the Torah was complete. El Epshad is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, the Ribbono Shel Olam would say it, said this person, the Pesukim that Moshe, talk of Moshe Rabbeinu's Misa, V'Moshe Koyse B'dem, and Moshe wrote them with tears. As I think more, Baba Basra says, Vavam Aralev. Meaning the Maral says he wrote the final Pesukim of the Torah with tears in his eyes. And his weeping was the beginning of the process of his Misa. So Meili was able to write, Moshe was there. Vayomas Sham Moshe. Alpi Hashem. This means Beneshika. Moshe Rabbeinu was Meis, Beneshika. The Gemara says in Moigotten, Davchof Chesam and Aleph. Misa's Neshika means, literally, it was a kiss of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Means directly through the Ribbono Shel Olam, not through the Malach HaMavis. And the Rabbani Bechai quotes it, Tzidik Mor Baba Basra, Daf Yitzayin Amar Aleph. Or another shot is the Rambam Amar Nevuchin says that the person's nefesh, his neshama, comes united in the Kedusha, the Shechina. The Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Ches Amar Aleph, this most desirable form of death is like pulling a hair from a cup of milk. meaning that the neshama leaves the body without any resistance. So Reb Tzadok HaKohen explains that to the extent that people do averis in their lifetime, and they establish a kesher, a bond between their neshamas and the pleasures and the tanugim of Olam Hazeh, so it becomes increasingly more difficult for them to part from the physical world because they have a kesher to it. But for those people that become totally attached to gashmias, to physicality, Chazal likened death to pulling embedded thistles from a sheep's wool, which is very, very difficult. But for those of the Moshe Rabbeinu stature, or Aaron and Miriam, who died with Mises Nashika, and their whole nefashas remained pure through the entire time they were in Olam Hazeh, so there's no effort, there's no regret, there's no pain when the neshama is reunited with its makor, with the shayrish. As I state in the tzaddik, Rishisi Laila Nun Vav. Now there's a whole hespit that Rosh brings down. The Medrash says exactly what the hespit. Maybe I'll mention at the end of the shiur what they said. The neshama didn't want to leave Moshe Rabbeinu's guf, so the Baruch Shleilim said, "No, you gotta go. It's time to go." He says, "No, come up. I'll bring you up to the Tachas Kisei HaKavod." She says, "No, Rebbeinu Shlom, the Malachim, Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than Malachim. You sent down Uzzah and Ezoel, and they were choite, they were bowl on a Shea Arts," the Medrash says. "And they were metamin themselves. I don't want to be a Malach. I'd rather stay in Moshe Rabbeinu's Guf Tohor." So Rebbeinu Shlom says, "I'm sorry, you gotta go." So he took him out in a Shika. So she says, "No, Rebbeinu Shlom, I want a place that's Tohor and Gansin. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Zvuv, no Tzira, there was no wasps, or no bugs that ever came next to him. Never touched his body." Some said over Meiser, Moshe Feinstein, that his chavrusa said over, there were bugs and mosquitoes flying around him, but they didn't go near Reb Moshe. I found the makor to that today in the Medrash. This Medrash by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says. It says, there was loy zvuv, the neshama said. There was no flies or wasps next to him. He was in Gansin Torah. I don't want to leave him. You're going to put me in Mekadosh Mitumah? Reb Moshe took him out of Menashika. Oh, so, look the Pasuk Vaita, Pasuk Vav. Vayikbar oisei vagai. But he buried him, Bagai means in the gorge. We'll see what that means. Be'eretz Moav, in the land of Moav, Mul Beis Pa'or, opposite Beis Pa'or. And he was buried over there, that anytime Beis Pa'or sticks up his head, and it tries to remind the Baruch Shalom of Chet Aval Pa'or, Moshe Rabbeinu quiets him down. V'lo yoda ish es kvarosai, nobody knows his burial place, ad hayom hazeh, till this day. And there's different reasons why. They shouldn't make him into Avodah Zarah, and that there's no—it's not covered for any human being to be buried next to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Pel Pe. He spoke to Ribbono Shel Olam. That Rashi Vikbar Oisei buried him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bechvoidoy. The Ribbono Shel Olam alone buried him. Reb Shmuel says Reb Shmuel Oimer, who covers Atzma? Moshe Rabbeinu buried himself. V'zehu Echad Mishloisha Essen. This is one of the three essens. Shaiy Reb Shmuel Doyish. Reb Shmuel with Darshan Ki Yitzabay. It says Beyoy Meloisa Yemelois Yemay Nizra Yavi Oisai. On the day that his status of another is completed, you should bring him. What is the word Oisei? Who may his Atzma? He brings himself. Yetzibay, likewise, we find, it says, V'hi see you Oisei Mavoin Ashman, they will cause them to bear the sin of the guilt. V'hi Acher Masim Oisei, now is it others who cause them to bear it? Elad Pshadis, hey Masim Es Atzma, they cause themselves to bear it. Mo Beis Pa'or, opposite Beis Pa'or. Kivrei Hayimuchan Sham, his burial place was prepared there, Misheshis Meberesh, since the 6 days of creation. L'chaper Amaisa Pa'or, to atone for the whole Maisa Pa'or. This is one of the things that were created at twilight time by Erev Shabbos on Erev Shabbos by Bris Olam. Pasuk Zayinu Moshe ben Meir v'Esrim Shana v'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years old when he was Nifter. His eye did not dim, and his moisture did not leave him. Zatrashi lechoasa einoy, and his eye did not dim. Af mishemeis, even after he was nifter. Veleinos lechoy, and his moisture did not leave him. Lachluchis shaboy, the moistness in him. Loi sholat by recovering, there was no ratting, there was no effect of ratting on him. Loi nepach toyer ponim, nor did the appearance of his face change. Pasuk Ches Vayifku Bnei Yisrael Es Moshe Be'Arvis Moav Shloishim Yoim. The Bnei Yisrael wept for Moshe in the plains of Moav for 30 days, and it says the Bnei Yisrael wept for him. They cried, but by Aaron HaKohen, what does it say? Kol Beis Yisrael, the whole house of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rechaim is bothered by Akasha. What's the difference? Why by Moshe Rabbeinu Bnei Yisrael cried, but by Aaron HaKohen it was the Beis Yisrael? So we'll see in Rashi. And then we'll see the Aruch Chaim's Teretz. So they cried for 30 days, Vayitmu Yimei V'chi Evel Moshe. Then ended the days of weeping, the mourning for Moshe. Zakrashi. V'nei Yisrael, the B'nei Yisrael, Hascharim, that means the men. Aval Ba'aron, but by Aaron, Mitoich Shal Yeroidiv Shalom. But Aaron would pursue Shalom, he would pursue peace. V'nei Shalom B'nishal Re'eyu. And he would instill peace between man and his fellow man. V'nishal Abaylo. Between a wife and her husband. Nemar, it says, Kleo Beis Yisrael, the entire house of Klai Yisrael wept for him. Zchorm and Akevis, everybody. Zchorm and Akevis. As I state, Novus to Ibn Nosson. In Perikid Beis, Mishnah Gimel, as well in Perikid De Belez, Perikid Zayin. But that's what the Rechaim HaKadosh speaks at two other Terutzim. Number one, he says that Yeshua, by Aaron HaKoyin, there was no replacement. Even though Eliezer took over for him, but nevertheless, the Kahuna Gedoyla was still there. I'll tell you his lashon. He says like this. Oidef shesha b'misa shmoisha. He says first like this. Take if ro dover chadash. They immediately saw something new. Sheshar sa shechina al Yeshua v'lochei nechama. It says right away, the next pasuk, there was shechina dwelled on Yeshua. So they took nechama. Mashal b'misa shenev delay margolius. A matzah cheres mekoy. A guy loses a dime and he finds another one. Loi. Yeah, she'ain a doima afal pikan yisnachem. It's not exactly luyi. It's not so doima, but he still gets comforted by it. Lazele bochukul. Not everybody cried. Vehu mashas samach l'mayim. It says vayivku Yeshua benun. Mashenke b'misas arin of the magolius. They didn't find b'me yisnachmu. And agam that nismana lozu tachtov l'koyin gadol afal pikan leboichen al chesrin kohuna gadoylo chesrin teliyas shema'atzmesh leyelam tomorrow. They didn't have a replacement for Aaron. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw Yeshua right away. That's what's the next pasuk. Another, he says, Ula Yosh Geish Lasseis Tam, Ki Aaron, they didn't know his Misa before. It was a sudden thing. And Memele, he says, Dover Kazay, Yoyer, Kol Lev, Liftoich Makor Dimasena. Right away, he starts crying. Shenke Moshe, Shekfar Yad Mesus, they knew it because he already said, Ki Anoichi Meis, and any Oiver. Memele, it wasn't such a hot hespid like Aaron. Another pshat is because by Aaron's Misa, it was Morgash. Why? Because right away, the Anani HaKavod left. And therefore, everybody started crying. Mashenke by Mises Moshe, even though the Anonim were taken away, but they weren't mayor on it, he says. Another thing, they were also Nitrad B'Simchas B'Yis Arts L'Toyva. They were coming into Eretz Yisrael, so they were also busy with that, so maybe they didn't cry so much. A few more timing why they didn't cry why by Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't cry like by Aaron. Let's see, weiter. Pasuk Yud. Veloikom. No, Pasuk Tes. The Yeshua ben Nun. Mole Ruach Chochma. Yeshua ben Nun was filled with the Ruach Chochma, a spirit of wisdom. Ki somach Moshe's Yodav Alav, because Moshe ben had laid his hands upon him. Vayishmu Elav ben Yisrael, so the ben Yisrael obeyed him. Vayasu. And they did Kashetziva Hashem es Moshe, as Hashem had commanded Moshe. Pasuk Yod v'loikom Novi oid b'Yisrael k'Moshe. Never again has there risen in Israel a prophet, a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher yedoi Hashem ponim el ponim, who Hashem had known face to face. So Drashi, Asher yedoi Hashem ponim el ponim. Shaya libay gas boy, the Ribbono shel Olam was very libay gas with him. He liked him a lot. He had an informal relationship with him. And he would speak with him at any time he wished. Now I shall ascend to Hashem. Stand and I will hear what Hashem has commanded you. So the Chizkuni speaks out, Hashem knew him face to face. But doesn't say Moshe knew Rabbeinu panim el panim, because it says, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Merav Kiba that he had him. That's what he's saying? Okay. No, hafuch.
Libay Gazbot means that I'm not like him.
No, I do like him.
I don't like him.
No, Libay Gazbot means I like him. You find the Chazal, Libay Gazbot, you find by... By Yichud, I don't know what the modern day will use it, the language, but in Chazal, Libegas means he likes him. Lo shel lo oveto, hu ohev oto. Okay? Fine. Pasuk, Yud Aleph L'chol Ha'Oisos, for all the signs via Moivsim and the wonders Asher Shalochei Hashem Lasos Beretz Mitzrayim, that Hashem sent him to perform in the land of Mitzrayim. L'faro Yiluchol Avodov, to against Pari and all his slaves, U'luchol Arze and all his land. Pasuk Yud Beizim, with that we finish Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek Chumash Tvorim. U'luchol La'yod HaChazoka, and for all the strong hand. U'luchol La'moira Godol, and for all the great awesomeness Asher Osem Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu performed Le'ein Kol Yisrael, before all the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael. Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek. We finish the Psukim. Let's see Rashi. U'luchol La'yod HaChazoka, and with all the strong hand. Shekibol Es HaTorah, for he received the Torah Baluchos, and the Luchos B'yodav, with his hands. And it says how heavy they were. U'luchol La'moira Godol, and for all the great awesomeness, Nisim Ugvurais, the miracles and the acts of might, Shebamidbar Godol Vanoi, which took place in the great awesome wilderness. Leine Kol Yisrael, before all the eyes of Yisrael, Shenase Liboy, that his heart inspired him, Lishbar Aluchis Leinem, to break the Luchis before their eyes. Shenema, it says, Vashabrein Leinechem, and I smashed them before your eyes. Veskima Dasa Kodesh, Boruch Uladaiter, Bunsham was masking to him. Shenema, as it says, Asher Shibarta, which you have shattered, which implies Yashar Koichacha, Sheshi Barta, thank you for having shattered the Luchos. I saw someone pointed out the last letter in Rashi of the Torah ends with a Tuf. Now who knows how voracious the first letter in Rashi starts with? Omar with an Aleph, Omar Abitzchok. Yeah? So it goes from Aleph to Tuf is in Rashi, Yechigahet. One of the Pshatim, they say. Now, in conclusion, that Baruch Hashem Chazak Chazak Minis Chazek, we finish Chumash Devarim. I wanted to say the Hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu, what the Medrash says, and with that we'll finish. Medrash says a Moed de Gazach. Listen to this story over here, Boise. The Rosh brings it back in the back of the Chumash. But by Medrash, in the Medrash state, Azay, Vayom Otsha Moshe, Moshe was Nifter. Omaloi Moshe La Kadish Baruch Hubashas Misosoi. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem at the time of his Misa, Loi Amos Ki Echye V'Yasaper Maiseko. I don't want to live, I don't want to die, I want to live. And relate the Maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tehillim Kuf Yud Chai Zayin. Omer Loi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I Ata Yochol, Ki Zed Derech HaOlam. You can't live forever, people die. Omer Loi, Dover Echad Ani Mevakesh Mimcha. One thing I ask from you, Sheyivku Kol HaShaorim V'Atahoy Mois V'Yeidu HaGoyim Ki Ein Zul Osecho. What does Moshe Rabbeinu ask for? Hey, I want the world to know that the depths should burst forth, and all the gates, and all the nations should know. Miyad pasach Moshe v'yomar einoid milvadoi. Moshe Rabbeinu started saying that v'goymer. Omalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ata oimer einoid. You say einoid. V'gam ani oimer l'cha. So too, I'll tell you. V'loi kol novi oid b'Yisrael k'moyshe. Miyad yorda kodesh boruch b'chvoidoi. U'shloisha malachim. Hashem went down with three malachim. Michoel, Gavriel, v'zangiel. Gavriel etziya mitose. Gavriel set out the bed. Michoel piris aled matlis. He put on a matlis, a cloth. Shalar gomon of turquoise wool. V'zangiel b'chsus shal melas. Mirishois, we put this silk k'sus on top of his head. V'oysesho, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'roysh, at that time, Moshe Hashem stood by his head. V'zangiel b'magalois, v'zangiel by his feet. Michoel b'tzad zeh, v'mich Gavril mitzad zeh. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hakeif raglecho zeh lezeh, put your feet together, v'yosakein, and he did that. Omer loy, he told him, Hashkeif afapei aynecho zu al zu. Close your eyes. Vasakein, he did that. Miyad kora kodesh baruch hu nishmasei shal Moshe v'yom Allah. Immediately Hashem calls the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu and says to her, Biti, my daughter, Meyo ve'esrim shana katzafti loch. Liyah is beguf shal Moshe. 120 years I gave you to be in Moshe Rabbeinu's guf. Tzei, leave. Ve'al ta'achri, do not delay. Shehigia kitzech lotzeit. It's time to leave. Miyad ashiv l'kodesh baruch hu. Immediately the neshama answers, Yedas ani she'ata elokei aruchos v'aneshamos ubiyotcha nefesh kol chai ati yitzartani v'nesatani begufish al Moshe. B'nei Shalom, I know you're in charge of the world. Elokei aruchos and aneshamos, you created me, you fashioned me, and you put me in the guf of Moshe. Mi yesh lecha guf tor ba'olam she'nesatani k'moy b'Moshe she'ein b'rima v'teileya. Do you have a guf tor like Moshe Rabbeinu that I could go into? That there's no rima and teileya. They never saw Moshe Rabbeinu any flies or any wasps. The neshama says, I love Moshe Rabbeinu's guf. I do not want to leave. I want to stay right here. So Hashem says, Chosav yamalo, al ta'achri, don't delay. Ki yagi akitzech lotzeis, time came to leave. Vani alo isoch l'shmei ha-shamayim el yoinim, I'll bring you to the upper heavens. Vashivech tachas kisei kvoidi. Bechavoid, etzel srofim v'fanim malochim, I'll put you a nice special place in the Mizrach van. With the malochim, the fanim, and the srofim. Omer loy, the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, ribayne shel olam. Tovli liyos begufa shel Moshe, yosem mikruvim u'malochim. It's better for me to be in the guf of Moshe Rabbeinu than the kruvim u'malochim. Sharei mehem yodu shnayim. Two of these malochim came down. Uzan Azoil. The chamdu as b'nai sa'aretz u'bo'alim. They lived with the b'nai sa'aretz. Malochim. V'gam eshkisa aderech. They ruined the whole world. Atchatalisa isem b'nai shamayim l'aretz. Still you hung these malochim between shamayim l'aretz. You suspended them. Avol Moshe mishe negleis alav b'snei le'shova l'shtoy. Moshe Rabbeinu, once he was gila b'snei, never went back to his wife. I beg of you, please let me stay in Moshe Rabbeinu's guf. Kivin Shiral Kodesh Baruch Hu Kach, Hashem saw the neshama is not leaving. Noshkoi, he kissed it. V'notal nishnasim v'neshika. Hashem took the neshama v'neshika. Shenem ral pi Hashem. V'yosei shah, bocha Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yomer. At that time Hashem cried and said, Mi yokum li imireyim. Who's that? Mi yispale lefonei al bonai. Who's going to daven in front of me on my children? It says in Tehillim Tzadik Dalid. Tezayin. Mi yokum li imireyim. U'malochi Ashoris boichim v'yoyim in the malachi. Ashoris cried and said, V'achoch mo meyayin timotzei. Where's the choch going to be found? V'eze mokim bino. The pasuk in Iyuv. Chofches yud beiz. V'shamayim boichim v'yoyim. The heavens are crying and saying, Hatzadik ovad, the tzadik was nifter v'ein ish samalev, and nobody pays attention to it. V'goymer, be'ein mevin, and what they don't understand, ki b'pnei aron nesef hatzadik, because of the evil, the tzadik is nifter. Stays a pasuk in Yeshayin and Zayin Aleph. V'chamu levana boichim v'yomrim, the sun and the moon are crying and saying, binu boyarim ba'om. V'chol amazolos oimrim, all the mazolos are saying, uksilim mosai taskilu. The Ruach HaKodesh Emeres, the Ruach HaKodesh says, Hoshia Hashem, ki gomar chosid, at kan l'shoina medrash. The medrash says that all these psukim they said, the Shemayim are crying, the Oretz, there's a Zafa, boichav Emeres, v'yoshar ba'odam e'ayin, there's no straight, no tzaddik anymore. The Chol Sidre Bereshis boichim v'yomrim, a tzaddik gov v'enish samal alev, chamo levona boichim, Yeshua, he looked for Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't find him. He's crying. Klal Yisrael all crying. And we see Rabbi said what we lost. We saw we lost the Moshe Rabbeinu. He left us over Yeshua. It was Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chamo, and Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levana. But Moshe Rabbeinu we lost. But he left us over his Torah. And Baruch Hashem was zoicha to learn it. And Baruch Hashem was zoicha to be Messiah Chumash Dvarim. And Baruch Hashem could give us Koyach Kashem Shasiyamnu Chumash Dvarim Kain Naschil Lilmoid Svar Macherim Chumash Bereshis Kol HaTorah Kula. Elasaimom, Lilmoid Lamoid, Lishma Velasis Lakaimom, Him called Divrei Talmud Torah Yisrecha B'Yahava. Amen, Ken Yirotzei, thank you, Rabbi Yisai, and have a Ksiva Chasimatog, Machasimatoeva, and a good Kibench Dior.